Brains.
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 Roms.
Brains.
Bahrain.
Hey, what do you think you're doing there? It's brains, stupid.
Yeah, I'm so bored with saying the same thing all the time. Who's gonna notice? They're scared pantsless.
But you're wrecking it. Then they won't be scared.
Yeah, you'll ruin the zombie brand.
The zombie brand.
Yeah, you know, what everybody thinks zombies are when we say brains.
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 He has a point. It is really boring. I could go along with something different.
Yeah, well, you're young and you don't know any better.
What do you mean by that?
How long have you been a zombie?
I don't... maybe 3 weeks?
There, you see? And you can quit that. Zombies don't giggle.
Oh, come on, Jeff. Chill out.
And they don't talk like that either, Herb.
Please. I don't use that name now that I'm undead. My zomb name is Spigot.
Spigot? What the hell kind of a name is that? It sounds like you're leaking.
It's my Facebook handle. It's my bid to stand out from everyone else in the zomb culture.
Zomb culture? Okay, there's no zomb culture. I've been undead for ages, and I've never heard of it. There's things that zombies do, and there's things that zombies don't.
What do zombies do?
Well, we don't observe don't walk signs. We don't bend our knees when we walk. We don't wave our arms around. We stick them out straight like this.
See, you've just been telling me all the things zombies don't do. That would imply that they have things that we do. And that is culture.
Like what?
Yeah, like what?
Yeah, you know, like arts, foods.
I like spicy Italians.
What kind of arts? I liked performance art before I was undead.
Performance art is undead. I was thinking more like sculpture.
I ate a mime one time. Ew. Mm.
What brain sculpture? Playing with your food? No giggling!
Spigot. I like his new name. I might pick one of my own. How about Orca?
Dorka, maybe.
Hey, there's no need for name calling.
Actually, Orca's pretty good. It's big, scary. It's a full-time zombie name.
Would it be okay for a weekend zombie name?
What?
I'm still hoping maybe it was just a 24-hour zombiosis. I thought I'd be alive again by Monday, but it grew on me.
Okay, we're dead. Nothing grows anymore.
Okay, I got used to it. I just we didn't have to always only be out at night.
Why are you afraid of vampires?
He doesn't have any blood.
Oh, come on, I don't believe in vampires or werewolves or any of that stuff.
I didn't believe in zombies until I was one.
I don't like the dark because I can't see very well, especially since this eye fell out. I fall down all the time, and you know how long it takes for us to get back up.
You know, yeah, that's another thing that's really boring, getting up again, I mean. Yeah, but you can't just lie there.
I know! Pretty soon another zombie comes along and trips over you, and then you're both trying to get up again.
And to think, you've only been undead 3 weeks.
You know what scares me? Stephen King.
I know, his books are really scary.
No, not his books, like the writer, Stephen King. He hugely overwrites everything. No editor takes him to task for it, and they publish it anyway, and people buy it.
Talk about hopelessness and despair in the publishing industry.
Don't be so naive. Zombies have always run the publishing industry. Brains.
Brian's.
Brando.
Hey, cut that out.
Speaking of zombie culture, actually, has anybody taught Bob the zombie secret handshake?
No.
Then someone will just have to teach him the zombie secret handshake.
There's a zombie secret handshake? What is it? How come I haven't seen it?
Yeah, come on, Jeff. Show it to him.
No, stay away.
Why not? Come on, show me.
Don't grab my...
Oh, sorry. Here, you want this back?
Do you want us to duct tape it back on?
No, you can keep it.
See? That's exactly the reason there's no zombie secret handshake. Structural integrity issues.
I guess I'm going to have to bone up on my zomb culture.
No giggling! And zombies don't do puns.
How about the zombie pub crawl? Is that part of the zomb culture?
Aw, crumbs.
No, that's actually the living mocking the undead.
Did you ever go to a pub crawl?
No, but I've seen a few.
I crawled the pubs once.
Really? You? That's unexpected.
Yeah, I sort of stumbled on it.
Like we do to everything.
By accident. But I won a best costume trophy and got to eat one of the judges.
Wow, a zombie joke. You are a regular Seinfeld.
I wasn't joking. Zombies don't do sarcasm.
Oh, but irony's okay? Who makes these rules?
Or limericks. Zombies don't do limericks.
Jeez, what kind of a zombie are you?
Are there more than one kind?
Oh, yeah, sure. There's disease vector zombies and voodoo zombies. Personally, I'm more of a cultural zomb.
Oh, come on now.
Just goes to show the dangers of conformity. I look like this because of bad acne. I walk like this because I was overweight. I just did what was popular and never thought for myself.
And that causes zombiosis?
No, that was just lowering my immune system.
And then somebody bit you?
No. There was actually a study that found that modern zombiosis can often be self-inflicted by a combination of things, any one of which was mostly harmless by itself.
What things?
Three that they know cause self-inflicted zombiosis are artificial sweeteners, cell phone radiation, and overuse of the word awesome.
Three of my favorite things.
Okay, who did this study?
Some reanimation expert named Herbert West.
Hmm. Hey, guys, it's getting close to morning. Probably time to head home.
I haven't hardly eaten a thing all night.
Yeah, not many of the living out tonight.
Wanna stop for a bite?
They never stop for us.
Good one. I was thinking Raul's. He's that voodoo zomb that runs a brains and sushi joint under the downtown bridge.
There's someone out there. Brains.
Brains.
Brahms.
Brawny.
Brahma.
What the hell? Brewskis. Yeah.
Bradbury.
A brewski sounds good, though.
Brazil.
The country or the movie?
Do you need money to go to a zombie pub?
No, you just have to give him a hand. Get it, Jeff? A hand?
Hey, no puns.
That's actually not a pun. That's zombie literalism.
The zombie sketch was written by Jerry Stearns and Brian Price and featured the voices of Lauren Haven, Eric Knight, Matt Alex, and Tim Wick. And now we will take a break from a word from our sponsors.